Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is a ruler who stays out of the spotlight. In power since 1989, he succeeded his mentor Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the 1979 Islamic Revolution, which overthrew U.S. ally Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi. In 1974, Khamenei was placed in solitary confinement at a Tehran prison, facing torture from the Shah's Savak secret police. Savak, trained by the CIA, were determined to break the opposition, but only ended up motivating activists, both religious and secular, to overthrow the hated regime. Former Iranian diplomat Syed Hossein Mousavian says American support for the Shah and his secret police shaped Khamenei's view of international politics. In the early days of the Obama administration, the new American president offered a fresh beginning with Iran. Khamenei quickly rejected the overtures, citing a long list of grievances against the United States. Since then, the U.S. and Israel, concerned about what they charge is Iran's drive to develop a nuclear weapons program, have engaged in a covert war against the Islamic Republic involving the launch of damaging computer viruses, crippling economic sanctions, and the assassination of Iranian nuclear scientists. When an estimated 3 million Iranians protested in the streets against alleged election fraud in 2009, the pro-democracy Green Movement, as it was known, was quickly repressed by security police. Instead of searching for compromise, the supreme leader accused the protesters of treason, espionage, and working for Zionists and Americans. Burmese Buddhist monks have returned to street protests, this time to stop the expansion of a Chinese-owned copper mine and hundreds of forced evictions of local villagers. During a violent crackdown in late November, over 20 monks were burned by an incendiary device used by security forces. Some of the same monks who led the 2007 Saffron Revolution against Myanmar's military junta are now mobilizing street protests in Myanmar's largest cities such as Yangon and Mandalay. Activists are calling for the arrest of those responsible for the violence at the Moniwa copper mine. Despite the controversy, Chinese officials say they are following the contract they signed in 2010 to invest $1 billion in the mine and pay $5 million in compensation to evicted villagers. Human Rights Watch says the confrontation at the mine is a key test for democracy under Burmese President Thein Sein. Under pressure from Western nations, which recently moved toward normalizing relations with Myanmar, the government recently appointed a commission led by opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi to investigate the planned mine expansion and its impact on villagers and the environment. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has given energy and mining companies the right to pollute numerous underground water aquifers, mostly in dry western states suffering from drought. ProPublica reports the EPA has kept poor records on the number of aquifer exemptions to safe drinking water standards that allow energy and mining companies to inject toxic chemicals deep underground. In the Rocky Mountain region, over 100 drinking water aquifers are now off limits after drillers and miners use the aquifers as a dumping ground. Natural gas extraction and mineral mining companies use the aquifers to dispose of their drilling and natural gas hydraulic fracturing or fracking waste. Advances in geological science research has raised concerns that the injection of toxic chemicals in remote underground locations could eventually migrate and pollute existing drinking water supplies. In Parched, Texas, communities desperate to find new water resources are planning on treating brackish aquifers to produce drinking water. Cities like San Antonio and El Paso are investigating the building of desalination plants at a cost of $100 million each. In the 1980s, the EPA only granted exemptions in areas where aquifers were too remote, too dirty, or too deep to supply drinking water. However, over time, the issuance of exemptions has grown due to pressure exerted by energy and mining interests. Due to growing questions about this practice, the EPA has recently established an internal review panel to examine the agency's current exemption policies. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.